Well, it means a lot. I put a lot of time and effort in the community, back home in Tulsa and here. And I just want to make sure I can give these kids the best head start in life that they can possibly have. And I think it's just it's a great achievement.
Chris, do the kids really care what the record is of the team?
Nah, they don't care. But, I mean, they'll still slide in a little bad jokes for you. But, I mean, they just
–
No, they just want to feel love, man, have that attention, and that's what we try to give them, man. We try to be active as much as possible, and since I've been here since 2011, I've tried to do that, and it's just my wife, she puts in the same, she puts a crazy effort, too, so it's not just me receiving this award, it's her, too.
Why was it important for you? Was it something growing up you had an experience with an athlete,
yeah,
or was it when you got here with Champ?
Yeah.
Why be so involved?
I was actually involved a lot in college, and I just kind of just had a heart for kids from there, and then once I got, I was able to get in the league, I just wanted to expand on it, and Champ just really, he gave me more motivation with the Denver Rescue Home, just really helping those homeless people, our homeless families out right there, and I just wanted to take that upon myself, take it over for him. But just coming in, everybody can, a lot of people can relate to my story, just being undrafted, coming in the way I did. It's a relatable story. People can kind of feel that a little bit more, so it makes it easier for me to have an impact on them.
What kind of stories and experiences do you hear from kids that you
yeah,
deal with that kind of stick with you and kind of enrich you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Shoot. We got tons, man. Back home, when we do my camps and stuff, we got tons of kids moving to my home, to Bixby, where I went to school at, just because I'm doing the camps, I'm doing more putting them on the bullying, things like that. So those are a couple examples. The kids out here, I mean, you see, just seeing these kids grow up, we have successful student success programs. So getting their grades back, taking them to pizza parties, making sure they're doing chores and things like that. So we're teaching them responsibility early.
When you look back now, in some ways, are you glad you came in undrafted? Because that's,
yeah,
such a big part of your story, your rise.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wasn't glad at the time, but now I can see why, especially with everything that's going on in my life. Just having that relatability, and also, I mean, not everybody's role is going to be the same, so it makes my story a little bit more special.
What do you know about Walter Payton?
He's a great running back, man. He's a tough running back, man. He's very tough. I was meeting with Jason Taylor, I was like, man, I got to go read up on his community service, man, see what he was doing back in the day. But I knew that he was a fighter on the field. He wasn't going to be stopped by anyone.
Chris, how much of you or will you look around at the other nominees across the league to see what they've been involved in?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I haven't seen the rest of them around the league yet. I haven't had time to look at them, but I'll definitely look and see what they're doing. Pretty sure they got some. They're doing some great things, but might try to steal some ideas from them. Sure.
See that patch the winners get to wear on the jersey now?
Oh, you get a patch? Cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I don't. They didn't tell me all that. They just gave me the jersey, man. A little and the big plaque that I'll be taking home and putting that in my little man cave. Just looking forward to it.
What does this do for your foundation moving forward?
Do
you have the Walter
Payton name? I can continue to expand. There's still a lot more we can do. Still a lot of ideas my wife wants to do. We want to definitely open up a center, try to where we can have like a little home base, community center, so things like that. I mean, just continue to reach out to more thousands of kids as much as possible everywhere. And by doing that, I think people know my heart. They know me and my wife are really doing it for the kids. Not a lot of people just really do it for the kids, so that's something that we're about.
Well, what's it like having your wife as almost a teammate in this country with you?
Oh, man, it's huge. Relieves a lot of stress from me. I mean, when you got to worry about shutting the top receivers down every week, I mean – and also be at work all the time and then have to manage the foundation with that too. I mean, that could be stressful. So it's huge to have her there. as a partner. And the girls, I mean, she affects the girls in the foundation. We just don't want to mess with the just boys. So it's huge to have a – so they can have a woman there to be able to get aspirations from too.
Chris, is this a good kind of message for the rookies or the younger players that you don't have to sacrifice on field success? You could be an all-pro player and be this involved?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, especially our rookies, man. They got to – they need to see us vets working out in the community and on the field. I think that's what they need, and they'll learn sooner or later that you need to always be active. But I mean, it's a learning process for everybody. So I think the faster they get it, the better they'll play.
What was Leah's reaction?
She was happy. I mean, I told her. I mean, it's her award too. So she can't be right here doing the interview right now, but. She's definitely happy. I had to make sure I give her tons of credit, man. I can't be in the doghouse for sure.
Does this allow you to keep perspective, too, when you're going through your worst pro season as a team? That kind of is always that constant in your life that's separate of football?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's good to stay busy, too, man, right now, especially when you're not winning and being able to just look back, we've had tons of success here. I mean, we've had – the last 2 years haven't went the way we wanted, but I just try to do whatever I can to make plays and continue to do what I do off the field. So I'm not going to change. Even if we have a bad record, I'm going to still keep doing what I'm doing.
What would be your pitch for why you should end up as a finalist when you win the award?
Oh, man. I'm impacting thousands of kids. I'm balling on the field. That's one. being able to change these lives, man. I feel like I'm a great representation for the award. Family man, perfect Walter Payton Award finalist. That's a good pick.